Welcome to Student Success Stories,
a Y'all Budding podcast series made by students
for students.
Here's how we succeed.
After being here for so many years, you think your Spanish is not there anymore. So you're not proficient. So one of the things that actually got me to the Spanish department was when I went to see a resume critique. And when he asked me, what are some of your skills? I said, I speak Spanish. You know, that's a major skills to have. And then he said, well, do you speak it fluently, proficient? How well do you think you speak it? And he told me this story that made me actually second guess myself whether to, do I actually speak it? Am I able to sit in a business environment and translate or interpret a document or translate for, translate a document or interpret for a person,
yeah.
Do I feel like I have that much, that skill set? I was like, no, I need to perfect my Spanish. I don't know. I don't think I might have it. And but that's something that still goes on, even though I'm taking Spanish classes. That still happens in the back of my head. And I was able to surpass that when I was asked to interpret for the artist that was over in the museum. I was like, yes, I'm so totally going to do it. I haven't done something like that since,
yeah,
probably since I was a younger person. I thought I didn't have what it takes, and I was a little bit scared to do it. I said yes. I said, I'm going to do it no matter what. I'm just going to, I know this.
Yeah.
I know I can translate.
Yeah.
And then your mind is going at two different speeds. You're translating and you're using both of your languages, and you're trying to make sure that you don't get it all mixed in there.
Yeah.
But I did it, and I interpreted it for him, and I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah.
I think it's something that I might be actually looking even into the future to be able to help interpret for them, because there's a need out there, and being able to be part of that fulfillment is actually a very good experience,
yeah,
a great experience. I'm glad I said yes to
yeah.
That was a very good experience for me.
Yeah, I've had a similar, that's so cool about translating also, or interpreting. I think that's like awesome, and that you'd be so good at that. Create opportunities that like the big version of you loves and like thrives, and that the little version of you is like so completely terrified. But if you set yourself up for that event in the future where little you like can't like say no immediately, you can, and you just like live into that. Like you just say yes to the big opportunity knowing like, oh, that's like a month down the road. I have time. And then like just, I think for me has been like a really good strategy to kind of like say yes, even when I feel like saying absolutely not, like kind of hold yourself accountable to like your own growth and development. I actually did there's a Evolve conference, like the returnee study abroad thing that just happened at Union College, and they like sent out an email for it that was like, presenters do like a Evolve talk, like it's like their version of like a TED talk thing. I was like, oh, that's cool, and just kind of like put the email aside. And then later I was like, why don't I say yes to that? Like, why don't I just like try and like say yes and then like figure it out? And I did, and it was actually like such a powerful experience, like similar to you. Like, yeah, there were some moments where I like didn't know if I could do it, but then like I got up there and I was like, I actually love this. Like, this is something, like, that I, like, would
definitely love.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes you feel like you don't have the time, I'm exhausted,
yeah,
or I'm just, and then by realizing that you might have what it takes, that you might want to, or maybe even if you have the doubts and still try to do it, you might enjoy it, or you might say, okay, this is not it. This is not my field.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to help you decide.
Yeah.
I think it's going to help you decide where you're going to go in,
yeah,
your future, what it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
And it's not something that you have to decide now, but it's going to be something else of an experience. Oh, I remember the day that I did something like this.
Yeah.
Or because I did this, this is what I'm going to do in the future. So there's always definitely pros on something like that.
Yeah. You're always growing. I knew that after I finished the undergrad portion, I needed to, like, get immersed in Spanish, or I needed to do something so I didn't kind of just totally burn out, because it gets tough. You need to, like, spice things up a little bit. So I decided to do this experience in Costa Rica. It was kind of all independently arranged, but I had everything all set up. I was going to be there for the summer. I was going to earn 6 graduate credits. I felt so, like, on fire. Everything was great. I was even, like, doing, like, the scholarship portions, all written. Everything was approved. And then I got the call that they weren't offering the course that I was going to take.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was, like, in tears. I was so upset. Like, because I was, like, I needed to get out. Like, I knew that I, like, it was so important for me. So I was, like, so upset. I was, like, on the phone with my boyfriend. Oh, my God. Like, what am I going to do? Actually, let me just take a breath, because I've done, like, the training or whatever that, like, even when things, like, don't seem like they're working out, like, you gotta believe that they're working out in your favor. Like, even when it's, like, difficult and challenging, just, like, trust that that doubt or that difficulty is gonna be a part of the process almost every time. So I took a step back. You don't need to hear the details, I guess, but basically within 72 hours, I had arranged a different study abroad experience that had me in Mexico, Mexico wasn't on my radar, even though we're, like, neighbors. And then I still got to earn 6 credits, and I got to work with a professor doing, like, that I really, like, love and respected, doing linguistic research. So, like, I got that component that I otherwise would have just kind of continued to be a student had I done the first one. And this one I was, like, teaching English, I was working with kids, and then I was, like I said, conducting my own, like, kind of, like, field research, so getting practice doing, like, interviews, working with, like, recording devices and all of that. So it was, like, super exciting, and then as a result, I completely fell in love with, like, Mexico is, like, so amazing.
That is actually a very good experience of how you did not let something stop you. You were determined at that point to get this going, and you were going to do it, even though it was not the way that you had planned out first.
And I'm convinced that that was, like, the way, like, it was meant to be. Like, oh, it was such a powerful experience. And as far as, like, infusing, just, it really brought studying Spanish, like, coming back to finish, like, the master's portion after working so hard full time at restaurants and full course loads and just being so tired, like, coming back and being able to be so excited about what I was studying again, like, seeing, like, the connection and, like, getting to, like, really use language in, like, a social way, you know, like, beyond, like, writing essays and talking in class and stuff is important, but, like, being able to really, like, connect in, like, that culture was just, like, totally, like, pivotal. And now I, like, can't wait to go back to Mexico, which I didn't, like, expect. So where are you going now, Lisa? what's your plan? Where are you going now?
Right now at this very moment, or right now in my life?
Either or, you choose.
Well, right now at this very moment, you know, there's always something to do, so probably an assignment, learning from either of the classes. In the future, I think I wanna hold out to whatever life got for me and to be open to what comes my way. And I know, the same way that I ended up here in college one day, I'm going to end up in the right place at the right time and doing the right thing that I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That will be in my future.
Ditto.
Right here.
Yeah, similar. I'm going to work on some schoolwork after this. I'm really excited to go home and see my family for the holidays. I'm, like, really looking forward to that. They're still in Minnesota. So I'm going to spend some, like, good family time, celebrate another semester down, and then I'm going to take on spring semester. I have 2 classes left, finish that powerfully, take the exam, and then step into the next chapter.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to comment, like, and share.
And stay tuned for our next episode.